Montana. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. Jerry, could you spend a few minutes talking about jerryday.com and what you do and sure. why it's important? I think that video production is one of the best ways of really attracting people to a particular issue, and you do this so well.
Well, thank you. No, I've been a video producer, essentially media producer, all my life, and I love it, and I enjoy communicating that way, and even to the point where I've been frustrated with the power of YouTube, for instance, and how little people take advantage of that power. You know, we can get messages out that are compelling and persuasive, and what do? We put a video of our pet cat, you know, doing something stupid and funny. And so, you know, that's all fun and good, but we have a tremendously powerful opportunity there with YouTube. And my videos essentially are talking head videos. I don't even do much in the way of visuals. I just sit there and I, you know, I spend time and I write a script and I think about it and then I deliver it. And it's a simple video, but those videos have gone to 4 million views. And I think, my God, what an opportunity, you know, to have this and to be able to communicate this way. And it's two-way. I get messages back. There's the comment forums, you know, on those videos, and I get phone calls. I've got phone numbers posted on my websites. And it's very much interactive, and I feel very much connected to the world and like we really are making a difference. And I know that I've made a difference for many people who have the meter issue because, you know, I get calls from all over the country, as I said, all over the world, and people, especially in Canada and the Midwest and wherever the states are where they're rolling out these meters, I'll get a flurry of calls. And people are just beside themselves because they can't imagine that the institutions that they have been educated and trained to trust all their lives are actually committing crimes. It's just not in their thinking. And even when they know that these are crimes, even when they know that they haven't been properly disclosed these things by their power company, even when they know that the power company must know it's violating their rights and their health and their safety, they say, well, gee, how do I ask the power company to do the right thing? You know, that kind of attitude. And I go, why are you asking criminals to do the right thing? You don't negotiate with criminals. You know, I like to tell them if you're walking down the alley and a guy pulls a gun on you, you don't start talking about whether you're going to let him shoot you with 3 or 2 bullets. You know, that's not the discussion. You don't negotiate with criminals. Once someone has demonstrated criminal activity, I like to say that the power companies, by going into criminal misconduct, which, by the way, emitting radiation on your property without consent is criminal misconduct. Conducting surveillance on your property without your consent is criminal misconduct. There are laws against that. So once they go into criminal misconduct, they have lost, in my view, they have lost the right of easement. They have lost the right of contract. They have lost the right of policy. So if they tell you, oh, our policies are this, I tell them, well, that was fine until you went into criminal misconduct. Now, here's the policy. I'm the property owner, and I make the policy. And the policy is, you're trespassing. And if you want to come on my property and do things that are not helpful for me, you're not permitted to do that. And if you want to come in here and maintain your meter like you think you're allowed to do, here's how we're going to do that. You're going to call me for an appointment. You're going to tell me in writing what you're going to do while you're here because I can't trust you. And then I'm going to approve that in writing. And you're going to come here when I tell you, and I'm going to supervise what you do. And if you do anything other than what you got approved in writing by me, I will call 911, and you will be taken into custody for trespass. And those will be the terms of your access to my property. Because
Jerry, you are terrific. You are absolutely terrific. We do have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. Jerry, tell the listeners how they may find your videos on YouTube.
Okay, the channel name is Minivan Jack, and it's all one word, and it's spelled M-I-N-I-V-A-N-J-A-C-K, just like it sounds, Minivan Jack. And so it's just go to YouTube.com and search for Minivan Jack. And one way you can find me and go right to one of these videos. In fact, one video that's received 1.7 million views is to go into YouTube and put a search term, Minivan Jack Smart Meters. Minivan Jack Smart Meters in the YouTube search box. And that will take you right to one of my most popular videos on this subject. And then when you go to the channel, on YouTube, you can click on the word Minivan Jack. You'll see it next to the video, and that'll take you to my channel, and you'll see my other videos there.
Right. I especially like the one you did on the census.
Yeah, the census was very popular, my most popular, over, I think, nearly 2 million views on that.
Right. Just about.
Yeah, and that, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was important because that was during the 2010 census, and what I found out and what a lot of people know now is that they're doing two kinds of census. One is the decennial census, which is the constitutional census, but they're also doing what they call this American Community Survey, and they're doing it every year. Now, they have no constitutional authority to conduct census every year. It says specifically once every 10 years, and they come to you, and they've come to people with 12 pages of personal questions, 72 questions all your personal behaviors, you know, whether or not you can go to the bathroom by yourself, where you buy your insurance, stuff that they have no business asking you, and in much less in a non-census year. And it's just ridiculous the extent to which they're going, presuming that they have the right to do all this data mining on the public. And the public, unfortunately, kind of discovered after the fact that they needed to protect themselves. And I would get calls on that video, oh, my gosh, people would say, you know, what do? I got this person banging on my door. And I say, well, just don't open the door, and through the door, ask them if they have any constitutional authority to require that you provide personal information. And, you know, so people go, oh, yeah, yeah. So you know, it's pretty simple once you realize that you're the empowered party, you're the sovereign, you're the one with the rights. You know, it's pretty much game over. But people have to remember that, for Pete's sake.
Right. And we just don't seem to remember that all we owe them is the number of people in the household and the head of household's name.
Well, I don't think you owe them any names. I think if you read the Constitution, First Amendment, I think that you'll find there's no requirement to provide any names. In fact, what it specifically says is the government may count. That's pretty much the language. The government may count. That doesn't mean it must count. That doesn't mean you must be counted. That doesn't mean you must provide any information. What the Constitution allows the government to do is walk down the street, look at your house, and guess how many people are in there. And if they want to come up to the door and knock and ask you how many people, you can tell them, and that's what they're there to do, and that's fine, the number of people in the house. But as far as constitutional authority, it really does not go beyond that.
Wow. All righty. We've got a bunch of callers lining up. We have Lisa in Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wondered if either of you were aware of a document. I've been studying Agenda 21 and, you know, smart meter technology for several years now. But it was not until recently I heard another radio show that mentioned, and they were discussing the smart grid, and it mentioned a document or a study that was done in 1932, and it's called the Technocracy Study Course, and it was written by Howard Scott and M. King Hubbard. That's how far this goes back. And they did a study on how to, under the auspices of distributing energy resources and helping the economy. Now, I'll be really quick here. They had five main points: to register on a continuous 24-hour-per-day basis the total net conversion of energy, by means of the registration of energy converted and consumed to make possible a balanced load, that's control; three, provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption; four, provide a specific registration of the type, kind, et cetera, of all goods and services where produced and where used. And the last one, the last main point, provides specific registration of the consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of the individual. So that is the document study done during the Roosevelt administration in 1932, and it was done by a company called Technocracy Inc. Anyway, you can Google. Just Google 1932 Technocracy Smart Grid, something like that. And I pulled up the Canada Free Press article because they've done a really good job of tying together all the dots of Agenda 21 and the Smart Grid for years now. So I would just really encourage everybody to go and find that. You can find numerous reports on this document that happened very long ago. So they've been planning this for decades.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Thank you,
Isn't
Lisa.
Isn't that fascinating?
Great point.
So yeah, you were talking earlier about, you know, when did this all start to come about? And, man, it's amazing how far ahead they planned, so much farther than, you know, farther back than we're ever aware.
Yeah, let's give some acknowledgement to what a great job Lisa does there of researching for herself and finding out, answering, you know, being curious and finding the answers to those questions. She sounds like a great researcher. This is what I take from this is that this idea of collecting data about people, what they're doing, when they're doing it, what their name is, where they are, this is not new, and the power of that is not new. And in 1932, these people knew that if they could come out and identify everyone, classify everyone, collect data from everyone, that that would be incredibly empowering for those who control the data. And that was in 1932. And look what's happened. It's absolutely true. It's beyond their wildest imagination. And so, I think it'd be nice if everybody could do as good a job researching as Lisa, but at least we all know now, at least we understand, we've seen the example, that we really do have to protect our identities, protect our private information. We have to have something that we have personal control over and that we don't just spew out and let sit out on Facebook and the web and, you know, any research company that wants to get our marketing information. We have to start looking at ourselves as much more deserving and needing of much more protection of just the simple information about ourselves.
Right. I'm inspired by both of you and how you all do such great research. So thank you for letting me alert you guys to that.
Yeah, that's a great thing to look into. And the word technocracy is coming up now more and more. And there are agendas, technocratic agendas that are extremely disturbing. And thank you for bringing that in, Lisa.
Well, thank you very much for talking about such an important issue. Thanks, Deanna, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna and Jerry. Oh, my gosh. Lisa was so interesting. I have a suggestion for her and for other people who always say, Google it. Go to Start Page and search, because Google collects all that information and database on you. So we should get out of the habit of saying, Google it. Thanks,
yep.
Lisa. That was wonderful. And Jerry, it seems you have such a big picture here of what is going on. And we could listen to Diana get a big picture on history. No, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
My questions are, what about communications? Once they have us, and some people I'm sure have these appliances and devices in their home that have the chip, and they're emitting to the smart meter. I mean, we're in these radiation fields constantly, aren't we, within our home?
Yeah.
And then what about people having metal devices, implants in their teeth,
right,
titanium and the amalgam fillings? They
right.
have metal hips and knees, pacemakers you mentioned,
right,
and even copper intrauterine devices.
Mm.
Women are using in the uterus, directing
yeah.
those energies.
Yeah, any metal inside the body is a tremendous problem if you're in an electromagnetic field, because that metal will heat up. And the smaller the particles of metal, the more heat, potential heat on a micro scale. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are now paranoid about the chemtrails and what they're spraying. It turns out they are spraying nanoparticle, aluminum, barium, strontium, toxic metals. Metals that are in nanoparticle state, which are so fine that they can literally violate and invade the blood-brain barrier and get literally to every cell in the human body. And if you have too much toxic metal embedded, you might say, whether it's in nanoparticle form or whether it's, like you say, in some sort of medical implant, and you're in electromagnetic fields, you're going to be having what's called thermal stimulation or electromagnetic induction, and you're going to have some major problems. And we have to be extremely careful about how much electromagnetic radiation we allow to be in our environments if we're going to have these devices, and until we find out exactly why these airplane sprayings are essentially dosing us with these nanoparticle metals.
Right. All righty. We do have to take a break. Marilyn, you're welcome to stay over the break. If you have another question, we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. And would you like to respond to Marilyn's comments?
Just remind me where we were.
She mentioned all of the devices and things that we might have in our bodies. We had mentioned pacemakers, but who thought about all these other things? And then, you know, with the metal on the teeth, and then you talked about the planes going overhead and spraying us with all of these particulates. It's pretty...
Yeah, we don't know what the heck they're really up to, and certainly no good. But it's true that any metal in the body... The important word I probably should emphasize is electromagnetic induction. And this is what there's an excellent researcher and engineer in Canada by the name of Curtis Bennett, and he has a website called thermoguy.com. And Thermoguy is about the thermal effects of electromagnetic radiation on biological tissues. And he's extremely advanced in helping people understand what exactly happens to them physically when they're exposed to electromagnetic radiation. And he likes to emphasize this word, electromagnetic induction. And I mentioned this earlier, you are part of a circuit. When there is a transmitter over there and a receiver over on the other side, your body is in the middle of an electromagnetic circuit. It's actually an electrical circuit, and you will have to conduct some kind of electricity, and that electricity will have to induce some effect on your body. Otherwise, the transmitter wouldn't be working. Something would be shielding the transmission. Well, you know, and I know very well, that electromagnetic radiation passes right through us. That's why our cell phones work. And so when it passes through us, there's something called induction. And that means that some sort of effect is introduced, actually caused, in every cell that that electromagnetic radiation passes through. And that's radiation. It's not good. It's not good for the cell. All it can do is break down DNA structures, break down cellular integrity, and it's not a good thing. And it does lead to cancer. It does lead to neurological defects. It does lead to birth defects and deformities. You know, it leads to all those things. That's what it is. Radiation is damage to tissues.
Right. Marilyn, did you have another question or comment?
Well, yes. What could we expect from these intrauterine devices, birth control devices that many young women are wearing? What can we expect from that? I even forgot to mention underwire bras.
Yeah. It's heating, basically. You know, heating of a device under your bra, you know, the worst thing it's going to do is give you two crescents under your breasts. I would imagine it's the radiation that's passing through your body and actually, you know, damaging tissues and cells and DNA molecules that's really to be concerned about. And any metal that's actually inside the body can heat up and create thermal issues that way. You know, you're getting burned. You know, that's why when you put a piece of meat in the microwave, it cooks it, you know, from the inside out. You know, it can actually cook it faster on the inside than it's cooking on the outside. And it's a weird monkey. You know, it this is weird stuff, and it's not something you want to have passing through your body if you can help it.
Again, just Americans have no respect for privacy anymore, and so I'd like to encourage people to use startpage.com, which Dr. Catherine Albrecht recommends. She's the author of the book Spy Chips, and that it does protect us from a lot of the tracking. And just quit going to places like Facebook and Twitter, giving up all that information. And then, you know, that concern can be applied to this smart meter technology. Thank you.
Right, thank you, Marilyn. Yeah, what I worry about more is young people, because they don't seem to get it. Older people understand the danger of this invasion of privacy, but young people are just out there dumping personal information, you know, about their personal relationships, their marriages, their children, everything, there's going to be a backlash. I think that sooner or later they're going to realize that they've gone way too far on that, and we're going to see some sort of dramatic change, and there's going to be some kind of a protest or backlash on that, and places like Facebook are going to be having trouble in the future, I believe.
Right. All righty, let's take Jerry in North Carolina. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yes, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm having a little trouble with my phone. I've made note of your website here, freedomtracker.com.
It's Freedom Taker. It's not Freedom Tracker. It's Freedom Taker.
Freedom Taker? Okay, I'm sorry. Freedom Taker. I made note of that, and I will give that a try. I have a digital meter on my mobile home, and the way my mobile home is set up, the meter is on a pedestal, and it's not attached or affixed to the home. Yeah. My question to you is, would it be possible to put a lead shield between my home and the meter? I really don't have too much luck dealing with the electric company.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, they're in bid with the government, one of the same.
Yeah.
Would this be possible, sir?
Well, it's certainly possible, and it helps a little bit, but there are three things your meter is doing and that only that could harm you, and that only solves one of those problems. Let me be real clear, because this helps people understand the problem. Your meter is...
Okay. Jerry, and Jerry, we do have to go to a break. We'll just hold this over till we get back from the break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Purified water?
Check.
MREs?
14 cases? Check.
Seed bank? Seed bank?
No seed bank.
What do you mean, no seed bank?
Honey, it's just so confusing. I don't know which one to buy.
I met the Texas Ready Seed Lady at a gun show last weekend. Her Liberty Seed Banks blow everything else away.
Why do you say that?
Well, check out this brochure, which I kind of forgot to give you.
Oops.
Yeah, sorry. Look, here, they have over 75 varieties, which means that if something doesn't grow well this year, there's plenty of other stuff to fall back on.
Oh, hey, they have instruction manuals, too.
Exactly. Buy one.
Check.
Flashlights?
Check.
Batteries?
Check.
Box of dum-dum shells?
Check, check.
Yes, friends, you may order your Texas Ready Heirloom Seed Bank at texasready.net. That's texasready.net. Are you Texas ready?
Welcome back. Our guest today is Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. And you were talking with Jerry in North Carolina, and he has a meter that is not attached to his home, and you were giving him some instruction.
Yeah, I want to talk about shielding a little bit. By the way, you don't need lead. Tin foil does it. Any metal sheeting or you know, I've found that in some cases you can get these metal sheets that you put under your car for dripping oil. You just use that. It's a galvanized metal sheet, and it's heavier than tin foil by far. So those types of things can be used, but I did want to make the point that shielding only prevents one of three problems. The high energy density transmitted radiation, if you shield it, may prevent the radiation from reaching its receiver, and that may put you into some sort of odds with your power company, and they'll be, you know, threatening you and bullying you and coming out and, you know, trying to get you to modify your shielding or whatever. But the shielding only protects you from the transmitted radiation, and when your meter is, say, beyond 20 feet from your living space, the transmitted radiation is not as big an issue. If you have a meter right on the wall and your child is sleeping right inside adjacent to that meter, now you've got a real problem. That is harming your child. You either get the child out of that room or you line the inside of that wall with tin foil or a couple of sheets of tin foil or something metallic and, you know, a good RF mesh or something like that. There's all kinds of EMF protection catalogs. If you look up EMF catalog or EMR catalog, you'll find all kinds of products to mitigate these. Because there's a lot of electromagnetic sensitive people, believe it or not, and there's whole catalogs full of stuff. You can get these Mylar rain jumpsuits and all kinds of crazy stuff to keep that electromagnetic radiation under control and away from your body. But back to the shielding. If you shield it, you have prevented some of that transmitted radiation, but you have not prevented two other things which are harmful to you. What is in that meter, if it's a digital meter, is something called a switching mode power supply. The switching mode power supply is the device that steals some of the electricity coming in so that they can run the meter. And it's what it's doing is it's converting alternating current to direct current, AC to DC. When you do that in a line like that, in a circuit, you disrupt the sine wave integrity and you cause waste electricity in this disrupted electricity, and the waste electricity is emitted from your house wiring, and your house wiring turns into an antenna, and that creates what they call dirty electricity or electromagnetic smog in your house. And you have now an entire polluted house. And the proximity of the meter is not important. Your meter could be 100 yards away, but it's a digital meter. It has this switching mode power supply. It's disrupting your incoming current, and all of your wiring in your house, even your grounded plumbing, turns into an antenna, and you could find very heavy pockets of electromagnetic radiation anywhere in the house. And that shielding that you put outside in front of the meter would not help you at all for that. And the third problem, which it doesn't help you, is the surveillance. So that meter is a recording device, and shielding it does not prevent the power company from getting your private and personal data and your energy usage behavioral data. And it will store and record that, and it will store it usually up to 30 days, and they can come by if they have to by hand and read it remotely, all kinds of ways. They will get a reading on that, and they will dump all your data down. So your shielding has not done anything to prevent that collection of your private data. So you've got electromagnetic radiation, and you've got private data surveillance. So you've only solved one problem. That is if you're actually getting harmed by the direct transmission in local proximity. You know, you say you're under 20 feet. You're like more like 3 or 4 feet from that meter. You're really at risk there, and your shielding helps you there. But that's all it's doing. And so I don't really even talk about that much or recommend that much. We have to solve this by getting these meters off and putting on safe analog meters that have no capability of emitting radiation, no capability of recording and storing our personal data.
All righty. Thank you, Jerry, for your phone call. Let's take Lou in New Jersey. Lou, welcome to the program.
My townhome 8 years ago was constructed new with a digital meter on it, and in the past I've always had to call in at the end of each month with the reading. But a few months ago, they notified us with our bill that we no longer need to call in with that information. I'm wondering, you know, if I've had the digital reader, which I take to be synonymous with a smart reader, for 8 years, would it be the case that what percentage of, because there's so much new construction, you know, in the U.S. that's been built in the last 8 years, are we up to a point now where most people have these? And I'm wondering, what would be the reason for why I would no longer need to call in with the reading? Do you happen to have any guesses on that?
Yeah, that means that they did some kind of upgrade. And I was going to say, when you had to call in your reading, you're lucky, because that means they're not collecting data. The only data they're getting is what you're calling in and telling them. If they were collecting data, you would not have to call in. And that's one thing people need to know about, that if they get all crazy like, oh, you can't replace your meter and you can't put an analog meter on there and you can't solve this yourself and la, 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 you say, well, sure, I can't. They say, well, we can't read your meter. You say, well, you don't have to. I'll call in the reading, and you can come by once or twice a year, and you can verify the accuracy of what I'm calling in. But there's no reason there's no need whatsoever for meter readers. But getting back to this data collection, yeah, it sounds like you had some kind of upgrade, and I don't know if they – I don't think 8 years ago the meters were the same models or as sophisticated or as capable of recording. It sounds really to me like they switched your meter and didn't tell you. The meter that they put in could look very similar, if not identical, to the one they took out. Or they just planned way in advance for this digital system, and they managed to somehow remotely upgrade your meter, update your meter, or they put in some software on their end that enables them to read what your meter is putting out. And there is some kind of transmission somewhere. It's either going over the power lines or it's going wireless transmission to some relay where your data is being transmitted out. So that's an interesting situation. But definitely now, once they're saying we do not have to come and read your meter, you are definitely in the full digital age, and you have a wireless transmitting smart meter, and that is emitting radiation on your property without your knowledge and consent, and that is collecting your personal electric usage behavior without your consent, that is conducting surveillance on you, and that is something I would want to try to get off of there.
Being that we are in a digital age, really everything has become digital, you know, in the last several years. Isn't it virtually impossible to, you know, try to turn back the clock?
No, not at all. Can you still ride a bicycle?
Yes, I can. I can ride a bicycle, but, I mean, we're talking, I mean, the number of products, you know, clocks, radios, televisions, computers, I mean, everything has gone digital. It seems like almost an impossible. I mean, I remember the old analog stuff, but it's just being phased out.
Well, I mean, you know, there was a whole movement, and there still is, of young people who like to listen to music only on black vinyl records. You know, and they haven't manufactured those, as far as I know, for 20 or 30 years. So you can do anything you want. You can go retro. All you have to do is decide that's what you want. You'll be surprised when the market demands something, the market provides it. And so, you know, this idea, and this is a real problem, when people say, well, we have to modernize. No, we don't. In fact, we can unmodernize. It's just a choice. And technology is not an inevitable fact of nature. Technology is something that we have control of. We have choice whether we use it or not. Whether we apply it or not. Now, you know, the only problem comes in when you have an enemy. And if your enemy has more technology than you do, now you have a problem. Unfortunately, we only have a problem, I would say, if our government is our enemy. Now, you know, there are people who feel that way. And, you know, then we do have a problem. And we got to make sure then the government comes back under our control and starts to act like the servants they are. And when we tell them you may not use that technology, they don't use it. And of course, that's easier said than done. A government is sort of gone on rogue, doing whatever it wants, and it doesn't really listen to us anymore. Well, we have a problem then, and we have to start making more noise.
It almost seems like saying, you know, I want a car with a carburetor. I don't want electronic fuel injection, but they just don't make cars with carburetors anymore. You know what I mean?
You made a very good point there, one that I think about a lot. What happens if we have that electromagnetic pulse from the sun or from an enemy or in Russia or China or something? Every single car in our country shuts down, and I think, boy, I would love to have myself some old funky dune buggy or something that just has a carburetor in it and no computer of any kind, because I will be the only one in my neighborhood getting the heck out. You know, when I need to go find water, food, or whatever I'm looking for. So you're right. That's an excellent point. We need to look around, and I think there needs to be a big movement for automobiles and transportation that is not susceptible to electromagnetic pulse damage. And that means going back again, getting retro, and just getting, you know, we know how to do it. And you can have that catalytic converter, and, you know, it doesn't have to be that smog factory like those old you know, Bel Airs were and whatever, but we can have automobiles that are more reliable and will get us around even if there's electromagnetic pulse issues, and I think we've really made ourselves way too vulnerable with all this computerization.
All righty. Thank you very much, Lou. Appreciate it. We do need to move on because we have some other callers. Let's take Sunny in Idaho. Sunny, welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning, Deanna. I am so glad you had Jerry on today. My letter is going out to my power company today, and I guess in 21 days I'll be getting a non-digital meter on my house. I wanted to say to all the people who are doubtful about this, please don't be. Just because we can't see or smell or touch this doesn't mean it's not real. And it was thanks to Deanna's program a few weeks ago that I realized what killed my husband and what has made me completely lose my health. This is so real, and I'm so angry about it because, to me, Deanna, this is genocide, and we're letting it happen. And I really am angry about the media because there are thousands of people all over the country who are fighting this, and they don't get any attention.
True.
Yeah, Sunny and I have spoken, and I'm heartbroken about what happened there because her husband and her are both electromagnetic sensitive. And here's an important point to make. That is that when you get sick, when you get some unexplained illness or some problem suddenly, you may not have any idea what the cause is. And the big problem now is we have so much electromagnetic exposure from these smart meters. There are, I am sure, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who are directly and immediately caused to be ill. And the problem with electromagnetic radiation is it makes everybody sick in a different way. It attacks the weakest part of your immune system. It attacks the weakest part of your body. So one person could get headaches and insomnia and heart palpitations. Another person could get cancer. It just goes any direction it wants. And so it's very hard to connect the illness with it. So I ask everybody to think about when they might have gotten their smart meter or their digital meter and whether or not about that time any maladies started to occur in the family, because that's a big eye-opener for a lot of people when they go, oh, I get calls like this all the time. They say, oh, I went to my doctor. We were feeling sick. We didn't know why. He couldn't diagnose us. And then I remembered it all started about when they put in that meter. You know, there's this big, you know, epiphany. Well, you know, if we know in advance, you know, we can think about that and go, yeah, things did change when they put in this meter. So that's something very important. And if it's so tragic that Sunny and her husband didn't have any way of knowing that when they moved into their home, that was what was causing them to become sick.
Right. And that was, you were in your home for about a year, right, Sonny?
Oh, he started having these symptoms, the extreme brain fog and extreme muscle weakness the very first week we moved in here.
Right, and, but he passed away a year later?
Yeah. And to watch him, I sent Jerry before and after pictures of him. He was the most vibrant, energetic, brilliant man I've ever seen in my life. And to watch him just waste away was just horrendous. And I have friends who have little children, and their meters are on the other side of their baby's bedroom wall. And they're like, oh, well, you know, nothing's happening. Oh, hello? It doesn't happen overnight.
That has to be shielded. If you ever see that, get some tinfoil on the wall. Do anything you can for them, a Mylar, a blanket, something. Do not let children sleep in proximity to any digital meter.
Well, thanks, Jerry, and thank you for all the information that you put out for people, because you've given me a resource to send people to so that they can see for themselves the truth of what I'm trying to say. I'm not a crazy old lady.
No, you're not. And you've been doing a tremendous job of getting yourself aware of this and getting active, and I admire greatly what you're doing.
Well, God bless you both. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sonny. All righty, let's take Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. This is my first time listening to you with this guest, and I am absolutely fascinated here listening to what he has to say, and I encourage you to have him on more often because this issue is really, really deep. Most people aren't aware of their energetic body, and basically at our core, we are energy. We are energy. And the assault is on, and people don't see it because they get caught up in the physical body and don't take the time to really go to the depths of who they are as a soul. And who we are as a soul, we are energetic beings. And these energies, the things are put in the sky, GMO foods, genetically modified foods, this is all, I'll wait for the other side.
All right, Mark, we'll hold you over the break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Jerry Day. His websites are jerryday.com and freedomtaker.com. And if you want to look at his YouTube channel, it's Mini Van Jack, all one word. And we were talking with Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, would you like to conclude your remarks?
Yes, Yes, to continue, years ago I was in the Navy, Deanna, and I was an electronics tech. And in our shop, we had both the analog circuits and we had digital circuits. The reason why we went all digital, it's about control. It's a you can't control analog like you can control digital. And by the way, there's you know, the Hunger Games movie came out, and that was about the heroine that had she was a hunter. And then they're going to start some kind of series with the also a heroine who's an archer, who's in. They portray it in the preview to it is that she's rescuing people and she's helping people, and all the people's cars are stopped. And it's the relevance there is that it could be to some kind of EMF pulse. So that's their backdoor control mechanism. If they want to take us out, everybody's addicted to digital everything, most everybody. You know, and everything, all of our electronic circuits are based upon digital. And by the way, that goes, the core of digital circuitry is timing, okay? So this is relevant because this has to do with harmonics. What your guest is talking about is harmonics. And I wasn't aware that these digital meters actually put a disharmonious energy throughout the wiring system of your house. That's extremely, extremely dangerous because how it affects us is very subtly, over time it affects us. And just like the GMO food. See, when you eat healthy foods from the planet Earth, the good old planet Earth, it keeps you healthy because it's true harmonics. It's harmonic, it's harmonious with nature. So they're attacking us on multiple levels, and I would appreciate, Deanna, if you have your guests back and speak about this, even the deeper level, not just the meters, but the level of harmonics and how this affects our thought patterns, our energy patterns, our overall health and harmony within our own bodies. This is extremely important, and it's overlooked by many people because they're distracted by all this, the external and the physical stuff that's going on. But sure. More importantly, it's this energy stuff. It's really, really important. Thank you very much, Deanna.
All righty. Yeah. Jerry, your comments.
Sure. I'm no expert in all that, and I very much appreciate those comments from Mark, because that's great stuff, and we all need to learn more about that, and I do as well, the sort of the energy center and how that works, because it's true. We are, if you go in with a microscope close enough, you don't even see any matter. It's all energy. So he's very right. And I think that one thing he talked about was control, and that's so true. When we accept digital devices into our lives, we are accepting external control of those devices. And I never thought about it that way. It's a very good point. You say, well, how can they control them? Well, just by shutting them off. And so you can be taken out of business if you have digital devices, and you can be taken out of business remotely, easily, with an electromagnetic pulse or the right kind of invasive electromagnetic transmission. So, they're driving around now with trucks that do that. They call them crowd control and different things. But we want to be very careful about letting these digital devices take over our lives.
Exactly. Well, Jerry, we've run out of time. I thank you very, very much for your expertise and your skill. And I love your videos. They're wonderful.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing all of this today.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.
It's true.